In 7 weeks, Russians will go to the polls to elect their next president, and there's little doubt it'll be Vladimir Putin, who'll claim victory and begin another 6-year term in the Kremlin. His most vocal opponent was arrested overnight after organising a protest calling for a boycott, claiming the election will be rigged. But Mr. Putin also faces the challenge of voter apathy. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
Thousands of people, many of them young and educated, joined the protests in cities across Russia. But the numbers were lower than previous demonstrations. The organiser, Alexei Navalny, was arrested almost as soon as he joined the protests, thrown into a police wagon on Moscow's main thoroughfare. He'd earlier played a cat-and-mouse game with police on social media, teasing them to find him. Presenters of his online video broadcast told viewers police were outside their studio with chainsaws in a bid to shut them down. Not everyone who took to the streets in the frigid weather was a Navalny supporter. I don't care if Navalny wins, I just want to have a choice, that's most important, this man says. We demand fair elections. We came here so that the people's candidates are allowed to run and the elections are not falsified, says another. Tony Kevin, a former Australian diplomat and author of Return to Moscow, was in Pushkin Square during the protest and says he doubts the Kremlin will be worried.
I think they would feel they have contained it and sent a message of reminder to the people, particularly the young people, that they have ample power in reserve to intimidate and stop any major protest movement.
What are we likely to see, do you think, between now and Election Day, March the 18th?
I think we'll see other candidates conducting campaigns that will be permitted by the authorities. We've got Xenia Sobchak travelling internationally and talking about her hopes for democracy in Russia. I think she'll emerge as quite an important candidate, but in the end, Putin is going to get something over 80% of the vote. And that does reflect the opinion polling in this country. That is the sort of popularity he has.
But Alexei Navalny's supporters say that will never be tested because the election is rigged. Vladimir Putin's victory is a foregone conclusion, but his critics are hoping their voices will be heard simply by refusing to vote at all. This is Lisa Miller for AM.
And since Lisa filed that report, the opposition leader has been released without charge from police custody.